The Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast is brought to you by Triple Threat Sports. For all your team outfitting needs, call Chris at 708-478-6090. Mariska's in Crest Hill, family-owned and operated since 1933. Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe with locations in Burbank and Darien. Visit chuckscafe.com. Let's drop the emergency injury puck.
Welcome to the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast with NBCChicago.com's James Naveau and 670 The Score's hockey guy, Jay Zawoski.
Here I am, Chicago!
Woo! Welcome into this shortened and emergency podcast about the Corey Crawford injury. If you didn't hear the news, Corey Crawford has been placed on injured reserve. That happened this afternoon, right around 1 p.m. Central Time. Not a lot to say about it. They haven't really disclosed what the injury is yet, but I did speak to a source today that said it's not a long-term, multi-month injury, but look for it to be somewhere around 1 to 3 weeks. That's what they're hoping. They're hoping it's just a short-term injury. We did see early in the game against the Dallas Stars on Thursday night, Corey Crawford went side to side, post to post to make a save and got up slowly. Steve Conroy acknowledged it and said, you see something like that and it could be a groin. Now, that's speculation. It may not have even happened on that play. One thing I think I should dismiss is the coincidence that Rise Against was playing at the Aragon Thursday night in Chicago. And that was the same band Corey Crawford saw when he got injured at the concert. I think it's pretty far-fetched to think that a game that went into overtime, so probably wrapped up, around 10:30, 10:35, that Corey Crawford had time to get dressed and head over to the Aragon before that show ended. Pretty unlikely. And the odds of getting hurt at the same band's concert twice, probably less likely than that. So I think we can dismiss that theory. I hope we can dismiss that theory. And if you're buying into it, what are you doing? So where do we go from here? If we're looking at 3 weeks without Corey Crawford, who, if you listen to last night's podcast, I said, and it's not a mystery, I'm not the first one to say this by any means, has carried this team all year, and last night was no exception. How do the Hawks get through this time without Corey Crawford? And that's going to be the question they have to answer. Now, will they elevate their game, play better, tighten up the D? Sure, in an ideal world, that's what you would like to happen. That's what you would hope would happen. But for a team that's barely been holding it together defensively this year, for a team that has relied so much on Corey Crawford to keep them in games and to bail them out of bad performances, last night included, where Dallas could have won that game 8-3. They had so many scoring chances, so many whacks at the puck right in front of Corey Crawford that if he wasn't there, you know, that game could have really been out of hand. Now, we've seen Anton Forsberg play very well. We've also seen him play very poorly. Jean-Francois Berube called up from Rockford to take Crawford's place. He's played 12 games down there. He's got a 6-6 record, a 2.54 goals against, and a .913 save percentage. Nothing great, nothing terrible, just kind of what you'd expect. So we'll see what he brings too. He looked okay in the preseason as well. I thought Forsberg absolutely won that job. He was the better goalie in the preseason. And he's been more often than not pretty good, pretty reliable. I would like to see him take his game a little bit of a step higher. I think it's unrealistic to think he's going to do anything close to what Corey Crawford has been doing this year, but we are seeing the team sort of improve in areas that they struggled with early on in the year. We are seeing them show improvement defensively, even though they're still not great, even though there's still those games and those moments where things just go haywire. It has been a little tighter lately. I think now you're finding some stability in the lines as well. So what is a fair expectation for the team? Is hovering around 500, is that going to be good enough if Corey Crawford misses 2-3 weeks? If he misses 3 weeks, you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 starts. That's 3 weeks. Now there's a big break from December 24th through the 28th. So the Hawks are off the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th. So maybe you target that game against Vancouver on the 28th. They play Edmonton the next night on the 29th. So you probably would want to give Crawford one more day if you could, knowing you're going to go with your backup one of those nights. So that game, Friday, December 29th against Edmonton, that would be just over 3 weeks. So I think that that could be something to keep an eye on. So in that stretch, you've got the Stars tomorrow night, Saturday night, the Kings, Sunday, Capitals, Sabres, Coyotes, Panthers, Jets, Wild, Stars, Devils. So 1, 2, 3, 4 of those games are against division teams. Those are huge points. Those are points they have to have. So are you happy if they go 500 during that stretch? I don't know. I don't know if that's good enough. And that's, you know, when you have the slow start you had, we discussed this on last night's podcast. When you start slow, when you have a bad early November, late October, where you're not winning enough, every point, every game becomes magnified. Now you have to go at these games that were already hugely important without Corey Crawford, who is having a Vezina-type season this year. So I'm not sure what they can do. I don't think they're going to go out and make a trade. I don't think they're going to go bring in another goalie or anything like that. I think that's highly unlikely. They've got cap space for the first time in a long time, but if it is truly short-term, a 2-3-4 week sort of a thing, then it doesn't make sense to give up assets to bring in a goalie. You've just got to hope that this team can find a way to hold it down, stay above water, and stay in the race. They may lose their playoff spot here and there, now and again. Like right now, they're on the outside looking in. But if they win tomorrow against Dallas, they're right back in it. If they can stay near that wild card spot throughout this stretch, I think they're going to be okay. But that's a huge ask without the guy who has done it and has carried this team for the better part of, October, November, December? Almost 3 months now. So, man, this is a big loss. No matter how long it lasts, it's not day-to-day, like my source said. It's probably a matter of a couple weeks, a few weeks. So, I don't know. Fingers crossed. Let's see what the Hawks can do. But I'm not sure what they can do roster-wise to help things out. Would they bring in a guy? Maybe are they more willing to play Michael Kempney now, who is maybe not as offensive-minded as some of the other defensemen they have, but defensively he may be a little more reliable? Are they going to pare back the way they play a little bit? Are they going to dial back the intensity, slow things down? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We're going to find out tomorrow night when the Hawks take on the Dallas Stars. It should be interesting because this team knows how important Corey Crawford is to their success. They absolutely know it. If I had to make a prediction, I think they're going to struggle. I really do. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be, down in the dumps about this. But every conversation, every podcast we've had this year, we have spent a large portion of the podcast talking about how great Corey Crawford has been and how he has carried this team. And without Corey Crawford, this team is screwed. Well, for the next 2-3 weeks, they're without Corey Crawford. So in my opinion, for the next 2-3 weeks, they're going to be screwed. I hope they prove me wrong. I really do. I hope they turn it around. I hope they can, again, hover around 500, hover around that wild card spot. And if they can do that, cool. Thumbs up. Props to them. I'll admit I'm wrong. I just have a real bad feeling about this. And I had it in the back of my mind that if Crawford goes down for any extended period of time, it could spell doom for this team. So we'll see. Fingers crossed. For now, that's all we can do. But thanks for tuning in to this emergency edition of the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast. I'm Jay Zawoski. James Naveau's at work. That's why he can't be here. I jumped on a train, ran home, ran down to my basement podcast studio, and whipped this thing out for you, so to speak. So hope you enjoyed it. More of these things to come. Remember, next week we're going to start our every game post-game report. Either James or I will bring that to you after every Hawks game, and we will stick to our once-a-week big podcast schedule as well. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast. Remember to check out our Twitter account in the description of this podcast for a link to buy tickets to our Chicago Wolves event on January 20th. $17 tickets includes a Wolves hat, a Wolves bag, Madhouse Podcast t-shirt, Madhouse Podcast koozie, all kind of cool things going on with the Wolves that night, January 20th, a Saturday night at 7 p.m. So check out that link on our Twitter, on our Facebook, and on the link of this podcast. But thanks for listening. Want to thank our sponsors always, Chuck's Cafe, Triple Threat Sports, Marishka's and Crest Hill, and SeatGiant.com. Use promo code Madhouse at checkout to save. We'll talk to you soon on the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast.